My name is Yonah Gilad, or as it's pronounced in English, Yonah Gilead, and I'm the Malka Einhorn Modern Hebrew Lecturer and Program Coordinator of Modern Hebrew at the University of Sydney.
Can you please tell us about your faculty and what you're doing and who are your students and how you finance it?
Modern Hebrew is part of the Hebrew and Biblical and Jewish Studies Department. We are the only department in Australia that we offer Biblical Hebrew, Jewish Studies and Modern Hebrew. We've got a range of students. We welcome everyone. We have a strong policy of open door. So, for example, in Modern Hebrew, I still have Christian students. I have a few Arab students. I've had Palestinian students. And they're all very welcomed. In classical Hebrew, we have a lot of Christian students who want to study the Old Testament. And in Jewish studies, or as we call it, Jewish civilization, thought and culture, we've got a range of students from all ways of life.
Our guest is Dr. Yonah Gilad from Sydney University, and you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Dr. Gilad, you just published a very important book. Can you tell us about it?
The book is a monograph published by Brill, which is a very prestigious academic publishing house. The book is titled Dynamics of Teaching and Learning Modern Hebrew, and it's based on my doctoral dissertation that I did in the university, and it looks at the dynamics, if I could say, of what happens in a classroom-based environment of teaching and learning modern Hebrew as an additional language.
Can I ask you, you were investigating teaching Hebrew as a modern language. Can you apply to other languages as well?
Yes, absolutely. And I actually think that most languages are taught as modern languages, and that's in difference to the way 200 years ago languages were taught as classical languages, and I'm talking about Greek, Latin and classical Hebrew. So the idea with a modern language is that you follow the guidelines or the underpinnings, I should say, of a first language. So via using the language, you teach and learn it. So this is also my really big motto. I come into the class with total beginners who don't know anything. I start by speaking Hebrew and introducing myself. And the idea is that we do everything orally via communication and discussion. And once people can speak the language and understand it, then we move to reading and writing. So there's a holistic approach. You always know the meaning of the language and you can communicate in it before you read and write it.
So you teach in Hebrew. You teach Hebrew in Hebrew.
Yes, indeed. I use Hebrew. You know, I don't even like, I've moved away for teaching Hebrew in Hebrew. I like to say that I use Hebrew, and via using Hebrew, both myself and my students, that's how we learn and teach it.
And do you use other media like photos or pictures?
Oh, for sure. We use a lot of PowerPoints. We use computer programs. And we try and do it as interactive as we can. You know, sometimes I come to class dressed as a fortune teller. We try and make it as fun as possible because we think that if people are enjoying themselves, they will be motivated. And also research has taught us that if you enjoy it, you will retain it in the long term.
That's very interesting and very important. How do you evaluate teaching Hebrew in the Jewish day schools around Australia?
I am less knowledge of what happens in the schools currently. I can just say that when I came to Sydney, that was about 20 years ago, I taught in one of the Jewish day schools. And if I look at the spectrum, at the development of what was here 20 years ago and where things are now, there has been an amazing, amazing progress. And there's always ways to improve. But I think Today, the pedagogy has really improved. I think teachers have increased their professionalism. I think there's a lot of success stories. I admit there's some kids who don't learn the languages we would like to, but I would just like to make a comment that I think as a community, both of school, parents and the general community, we are not, our expectations are not realistic. And because I deal with research, I know what other languages say is realistic. And I think we need to get a reality check, and that will change our approach.
Well, the main complaint is that kids that go to a Jewish day school, and after so many years, they can't really make a conversation in Hebrew.
I think it's human nature to look to always air your concerns and complaints and not look at the positive side. I think there's a large portion of children who finish school and they can communicate. And they, you know, I get students at university, some of their Hebrew skills are really amazing. And it's the schools who where they gain their Hebrew. So I think now what we need to focus of ways of changing the way we teach kids who are maybe a little bit lost in the system, we need to change our methods and change the way we see teaching for kids who are less successful or less effective, I should say, in learning Hebrew as an additional language.
We are talking to Dr. Yona Gilad, and you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. And Dr. Yona Gilad has been teaching Hebrew, modern Hebrew, I should say, for many, many years at the Sydney University. And she has written recently a book, published a very important book. Will you please remind our listeners what the book is all about and the name of the book?
Okay, so the name of the book is Dynamics of Teaching and Learning Modern Hebrew as an Additional Language. And it's based on research in a classroom of what happens in the classroom-based interaction. And my book is an attempt, I think a successful one, if I may say so, of articulating what happens, theorizing it, and putting it out there for the public to be used as an example that can be replicated in other situations.
And the book is written in English?
Yes, because A, because I'm in Australia, and B, I really, my aim is really to bring modern Hebrew research in line with research that's being carried out in other languages.
Dr. Yona Gilad from Sydney University, thank you very much and good luck.